America and the world. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Dr. Paul Cameron joins us today at 8 o'clock. He is with the Family Research Council. Now, of course, I had heard of Dr. Cameron before, but we can thank Alan Stang for arranging his appearance today on this show. Dr. Paul Cameron has endorsed Alan Stang's new book on the homosexual movement and the way in which it has acted as an agent of subversion in the Republican Party. And that was what was the basis of my getting the idea that Dr. Paul Cameron ought to be on this show, not simply to discuss that issue and why he agreed to endorse the Alan Stang book, but also to get Paul's larger take on what is happening with the Protestant religious right in this country in terms of theology and political activism. I generally find when there's someone out there in that movement who does something that is based in integrity and where they actually speak out in truth under circumstances that might actually cost them something professionally, that they're almost inevitably someone worth having on this show. So Dr. Paul Cameron will join us at 8 o'clock Central Time this morning, 1 hour from now, to talk about what I presume will be some very, very interesting things that you will want to listen to. So, and also pass this interview along with the other ones along to your family members and friends. We do archive these at the Republic Broadcasting Network archives at republicbroadcasting.org. So if your family members and friends cannot tune in today live, they can tune in after the fact, not only to listen to Dr. Paul Cameron, but to get caught up on what we share on Mondays with Greg Felton and what Mark Lennon and Father Martinez do with me on Fridays, as well as some of the other fine guests that we have throughout the week. You know, I wanted to go back for a minute and just look at some of the people that we had on last week before I do some news analysis in the first hour this morning. We had some interesting folks that were on this show last week. Mary Sturette comes to mind. She is the National Communications Director, or National Political Communications Director, for the Constitution Party. And Mary Sturette, as I said at the time, I think is a very, very unique combination of things. She has the media background that a third party needs. Mary Sturette gives the Constitution Party, in my judgment, the media analysis and the media skill that they need at that level of play to pursue whatever it is they're going to be pursuing here between now and the first Tuesday in 2008. The other thing I like about Mary Sturette is she had an ideological consistency that made me feel a little better about the Constitution Party. Mary made it very, very clear that she sees eyeball to eyeball with those of us who listen to this network in regard to what happened at 9/11. And she had the willingness, by the way, the willingness to say that in a fashion that cost her a job with Salem Communications out in the Pacific Northwest. I know something about that organization. I know something about Christian radio because I used to be on KGNW radio in Seattle many, many years ago at AM 82 as the number two guy in a very fine talk show. What I discovered, what my old radio partner Bill Larson discovered years ago in Seattle, is that when you start covering the kinds of things that we were covering and that Mary Sturette is covering in her role, that it makes some people uneasy in establishment Christian talk radio, who have some very, very strong links to the establishment wing of the Republican Party and some very strong links to the Zionist movement and to the State of Israel. And when you start looking at Christian media and such outlets as Salem Communications, you see the same issues that you confront in secular media, and that is that large media consortiums with a lot of money and a lot of power are influencing what is being said in mainstream Christian radio, much to the consternation of those of us who depend upon that sort of thing for the truth. Obviously, you're not going to get the truth through that outlet. Mary Sturette made that very clear the other day. That's why you've got the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Dr. Paul Cameron joins us at 8 o'clock Central. Stay tuned.
is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Had a good conversation with Mark Glenn last night on the telephone. Also wanted to recommend his most recent work for AFP. Those of you who get the American Free Press know what I'm talking about. Those of you who don't can call 1-888-699-NEWS to get the latest from Mark Glenn, the latest from Michael Collins Piper, the latest from Mark Anderson, a very, very fine young correspondent with AFP, and our good friend there, Christopher Petherick, has put together an excellent team to bring the best in American populist right news journalism to you. And by the way, I owe Chris Petherick a thank you. He has sent me, you know, it's interesting how people sometimes operate at a very, very strange wavelength. I have been wanting to get Dale Crowley on this show to talk about his latest book and to talk about his anti-Zionist truth information ministry, if you want to call it that, that has been going on for a very, very long time. I know of Dale Crowley because Herman Otten's Christian News has featured him for years, but I didn't have Dale's contact information, and I've been thinking, boy, I need to get Dale Crowley on this show, so I'd better write Chris Petherick at AFP, see if he knows how to reach Dale. Lo and behold, I had not yet written that note when a note came to me from Chris this morning, asking me to get Dale on the show. So now I've got Dale's telephone number, and I will be in touch with Dale Crowley in the next day or so to try and get him scheduled to be on Mark Dankoff's America. We were talking a little bit before the first break about Mary Storet of the Constitution Party. She is their National Political Communications Director, and Mary is based in Oregon, of course. I was mentioning before the first commercial break that Mary is someone who, of course, had a very, very difficult experience with Salem Communications and with an affiliate up there that was run by Salem Communications. Mary said all of the things that you and I are now saying about 9/11. And along with a handful of other people, she was saying it at the time. She said at the time that something was not right about it. She said that on the air. She said that there was more to this than met the eye. She later said, whether you agree with it or not, that she believed that George W. Bush had advanced information on the events of 9/11. That was not something that went over really big for her in terms of Salem Communications or the affiliate up in Oregon that Mary was working for at the time. So she lost a job. Now, why do I mention this? Well, of course, Mary is a part of her public profile. It's out there. So I'm not telling tales out of school and hurting a good friend and a fine guest. But I mention it because Mary Storet is an individual who testifies in regard to what is going on not only in mainstream media, but in Christian media that has become mainstream, that is owned by the same corporate interests that run the outlets that we are more familiar with, like our 50,000-watt secular stations on AM radio, like many of our so-called Christian magazines and newspapers that have great backing and great glitz and have certain superstar names connected with them, that are nonetheless not giving us the real story. That's where you need the Republic Broadcasting Network. That's where you need the American Free Press. And that's where we try to bring to you people like Mary Storet as one example, who have been through the fire with some of these issues and who know what the truth is and who are willing to stand on that. I've always been impressed with that with Dale Crowley as well. Now, I've never met Dale and I've never talked to him, but I do know some of the things that he has been through with the national religious broadcasters. Some of that appears in his articles, which Christian News runs from time to time. Those of us who are in the Lutheran community follow Dale Crowley very closely because of the fact that he was one of the first people out there, one of a handful of people in traditional Protestant evangelicalism who was speaking the truth. Unlike John Hagee of Cornerstone Church with his millions of dollars and his political influence, Dale Crowley at one time was standing out there virtually alone and talking about the real spin on Zionism, the real spin on the State of Israel, and why it was a corrupting influence both for the country as well as for the confessing church to be supporting Zionism. And for that, Dale Crowley has been through a lot of the same sorts of things that Mary Storet was talking about with us last week. So whether you're talking about the National Communications Director of the Constitution Party or you're talking about the Reverend Dale Crowley, these are the sorts of people that I want to continue exposing the rest of us to in regard to those who have gifts. These are people who can communicate with us. They know how to write. They know how to speak. These are people who I think have the right ideological slant on the issues in the main. But they're also folks, and I said this to Mary Storet last week, and I would say it to Dale Crowley and plan on saying it to him when I get him scheduled for this show. I really identify with people who have been through the fire. People who have the gifts to succeed in the secular realm and to make hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars and who have deliberately walked away from that in order to stand on the truth and who in some cases have really been hurt professionally and financially by the fact that they have had a commitment to the truth. Mary Storet is in that category. We're talking about a person there who certainly in terms of her radio skills and her political analysis and the contacts that she at one time had in the Republican Party, could be another Karl Rove, who thankfully has now left Mr. Bush's employ as of the end of this month. That's a whole other story. But Mary Storet did not become a female version of Karl Rove, I think for all the right reasons. Dale Crowley did not become another version of John Hagee or of Jerry Falwell or Pat Robertson for all the right reasons. And so when these people come to the fore and talk to us about their commitments, we can take them seriously. We can take them seriously intellectually. We can take them seriously morally. We can take them seriously spiritually. Because when you've been through the fire, as some of these people have been, people who could have sold out, people who could have profited by that personally, folks who could have walked the same walk as people like John Hagee and Jerry Falwell and Pat Robertson, and people who follow Karl Rove and George Bush, these folks took a different path, however, and that's why they're witness, if you want to say witness, and I think it's fair to use that term, that theological, biblical, Christian term's witness. Their witness in thought, word, and deed to the rest of us is a most powerful thing. So I'm looking forward to getting Mary Storet on this show again at some time in the future. I have asked her via email this morning to line up Chuck Baldwin for me. I want to say some things about Chuck's latest piece at News with Views. Chuck Baldwin, of course, is a pastor of a Baptist church in Pensacola, Florida. Chuck was the vice presidential candidate of the Constitution Party in the last presidential election cycle. Chuck and I know each other, but I know Howard Phillips better than I do Chuck, because I've known Howard for a very long period of time. And I'm more acquainted with Chuck's commander-in-chief, Michael Perutka, in 2004 than I am with Chuck, although we've chatted a couple of times. But Chuck Baldwin, again, is one of these unique guys who combines the Protestant evangelical commitment and calling with some actual commitment to ideological integrity. When you've got someone like that, he's well worth talking to, and we're going to get Chuck Baldwin on the show as well. And he's got a new piece out there that I want to draw your attention to. It's presently out there with News with Views, and it's a most provocative piece, because if you look at what it's saying, it in its own way is saying the same things that I've been saying and hinting at for a long time on this show. Mark Glenn, I think, would say the same thing. Chuck's piece is entitled, "Have Christians Already Accepted the Mark of the Beast?" Have Christians already accepted the mark of the beast? Chuck Baldwin says that Christians throughout church history have debated the nuances of eschatology. These debates will doubtless last until Jesus himself decides to end them. Until then, the theological battles extolling or condemning premillennialism or postmillennialism, pre-tribulation rapture or post-tribulation rapture, etc., will continue. To be sure, this column is not an attempt to resolve or even argue these interpretations of Scripture. Let every man be persuaded in his own heart. Personally, says Chuck Baldwin, I don't think it's worth arguing about. Whether a Christian is premillennial or postmillennial, whether he or she believes in the pre-tribulation rapture or not, is immaterial to our responsibilities. We Christians, says Chuck Baldwin, have a duty to be the salt and light of society until Jesus returns, whenever that is. And frankly, the time of his return is his business, not ours. If we would concentrate on those matters that truly belong to us, we would be much more effective. Arguing and battling between Christians over the nuances of eschatology only serves to advance the cause of the enemy. It is counterproductive and fruitless to anything worthwhile. That being said, says Chuck Baldwin, a brief reference to the belief that a literal Antichrist is yet to come is in order. Accepting this interpretation of the book of Revelation, there will in the days of great tribulation come a Western world leader known as the Antichrist or Beast. Christians accepting this interpretation believe that the Antichrist will unite the Western world, mainly Europe and the United States, and will implement a satanic despotism. Baldwin goes on to say that part of the Antichrist's reign upon the Western world, called by some the revived Roman Empire, will be the demand that everyone accept the mark of the beast in his hand or forehead. Of course, the number Scripture uses is 666. Everyone who does not accept this mark will be deemed an outlaw, unable to buy or sell or contract daily normal business of any kind. However, acceptance of the mark will also mean rejection of God and salvation. Premillennialists believe they will be raptured to heaven before these events take place. Some believe the church will go through the Great Tribulation, while most postmillennialists don't believe in a literal tribulation at all, but believe these scriptures are related to other events altogether. Regardless of how one interprets the book of Revelation, says Pastor Chuck Baldwin, I think most all believers will accept the Apostle John's warning that the spirit of Antichrist is already in the world. 1 John chapter 2, verse 18. 1 John chapter 4, verse 3. Can we not readily agree that anything that resembles Antichrist is a form of Antichrist? Accordingly, did not the German church have an obligation to resist Adolf Hitler? Of course they did. However, at the end of the day, out of over 14,000 pastors and church congregations in Germany at the time, only 800 properly discerned the evil Hitler for who he was and openly opposed him. The rest not only tolerated him, but openly praised him, promoted him, and punished anyone who failed to do the same. Yet Hitler definitely personified the spirit of Antichrist. While publicly professing to be a Christian, he privately disdained Christians and was caught up in secret societies and the occult. He was driven to lead Germany into preemptive wars of aggression. He cast off Germany's republican form of government and consolidated power into himself. He implemented, says Chuck Baldwin, a total surveillance society in the name of national security. He was so completely accepted and adored by Germany's churchmen that German congregations were told that in order to be good Christians, they had to be good Nazis, and that to support any other political party than Hitler's was to fight against God. Where's Chuck headed with this piece? We'll look at the rest of it when we come back. This is Mark Dankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Dr. Paul Cameron joins us at 8 a.m. Stay tuned.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Dr. Paul Cameron of the Family Research Council will join me at 8 o'clock this morning. Dr. Cameron is one who has endorsed Alan Stang's new book on the gay movement and the Republican Party. I contacted Alan last week after he was on this show the second time to get Paul's contact information. Alan has provided that for me graciously. Thank you, Alan Stang. Also for a copy of Alan's new book, I thank him. And that book, by the way, is called Not Holier Than Thou, How Queer is Bush? How Queer is the Republican Party? Alan Stang's book is must reading, folks, in conjunction with what I'm reading that Chuck Baldwin is telling us about today in his new piece for News with Views entitled Have Christians Already Accepted the Mark of the Beast? There are a few folks out there who get it. Mary Storet, the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party, clearly gets it. She was on the show last week. We talked about a lot of good things, and Mary had a lot of things to share with us that show that she is one of the Christian people who have stepped out in faith as a true political conservative, a true populist, and a true Christian to stand up to George W. Bush and to stand up to the consortiums that control both secular and mainstream Christian media in this country. Mary Storet's done that. I believe that Michael Perutka has done that with the Constitution Party. Clearly, Chuck Baldwin has done that. When we take a look at Chuck's essay today, it is well worth your time. Chuck says that basically when you look at eschatology or the doctrine of the end times, as Christians understand that, you have all of these different historical divisions that exist. And I am familiar with all of them because I had to study this at the graduate level. As many of you know, I am a Lutheran pastor. So I had to study historical premillennialism, dispensational premillennialism, both the pre- and mid- and post-tribulational varieties of dispensational premillennialism. I had to study postmillennialism and amillennialism. So over the course of the years, I have looked at these things in intricate detail under the guidance of people, of course, in the world of Christian scholarship who know more about this than I do. Chuck has done the same thing as a very fine evangelical Baptist pastor. And as one who is a Lutheran, I would be the first to tell you that if you go through Pensacola, Florida, go visit Chuck Baldwin's church. I have not yet had the privilege of doing that, but knowing Chuck the way I do, knowing what he stands for, the things that he says, the things that I am confident that he does believe, and his work with the Constitution Party over a very long period of time, this guy is the genuine order. I believe that Chuck Baldwin is a true saint of God, and I think that he is a very, very fine gentleman who actually acts out on what he believes. That's why I think he's one of the most pivotal people on the American right. Mike Perutka is in that category, Mary Storet. When you start looking at the Constitution Party, these are some of their names that crop up that I can recommend to you, even if we're not always on the exact same page on every issue. The same thing, I think, is true of people like Dr. Paul Cameron. For him to go out in his role with the Family Research Council and to endorse Alan Stang's book, that's an act of courage, folks, because let me tell you, the establishment wing of the Republican Party has most of these religious right people wrapped around their thumb and around their index finger for all the reasons that Chuck Baldwin discusses today in his essay entitled, Have Christians Already Accepted the Mark of the Beast? Getting back to Chuck's essay then, he reminds us of the relationship between the institutional pastors and churches of Germany during the Nazi period and the reign of Adolf Hitler, that out of 14,000 pastors and churches in Germany at that time, only 800 of them stood up to Hitler and said anything at all about what he was doing. That leaves you 13,200 that went along with everything that he did. So that is a warning to us, folks, as Chuck unfolds it for us, in regard to the relationship between many, many people in the Protestant religious right today and the reign of George W. Bush. Compare what Chuck is saying about the period of time in Germany in the 1930s with National Socialism. Compare that to what is going on now with George W. Bush and the Republican Party. Don't these folks get it? John Hagee, I don't think you're listening this morning, but I hope that you get it. Let's read again, Pastor Hagee, what Chuck Baldwin has to say. Yes, Hitler definitely personified the spirit of Antichrist, says Chuck Baldwin. While publicly professing to be a Christian, he privately disdained Christians and was caught up in secret societies in the occult. We'll be back This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Dr. Paul Cameron joins us at 8 o'clock. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase. Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women. Super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Dr. Paul Cameron of the Family Research Council will join me at 8 o'clock this morning. Paul is going to talk about all kinds of things. I'm really looking forward to getting to know him a little bit because I was fascinated by the fact that somebody with those kinds of connections on the religious right would clearly have the integrity to endorse Alan Stang's book with all of the things that Alan has had to tell us about the corruption in the Republican Party. In this case, as it relates to the infiltration of the Republican Party by the homosexual rights movement. Dr. Paul Cameron has formally endorsed that book, a book, by the way, which Alan Stang has been most thoughtful to send to me. It's entitled Not Holier Than Thou, How Queer is Bush? Alan has been my guest on the show twice now. We've discussed a lot of things, including Alan Stang's seminal work in investigating the George Wallace shooting from May of 1972. But in regard to what Stang has said about what is infiltrating the Republican Party, I found it most interesting that Dr. Paul Cameron of the Family Research Council would step forward to formally, officially, publicly endorse the book. Therefore, I thought we need to get Mr. Cameron or Dr. Cameron on the show to talk to him about his own life and career and to see what he's up to and where he sees things presently in regard to the Protestant religious right and this whole issue of George W. Bush and the establishment wing of the Republican Party. That's what Chuck Baldwin is talking about today in his piece with News with Views entitled, Have Christians Already Accepted the Mark of the Beast? Chuck and I know each other, of course. When I was running for the United States Senate in 2000 with the Constitution Party in the state of Delaware, Chuck Baldwin was the vice presidential choice of the Constitution Party, running along with Michael Perutka, the very, very fine attorney from outside of Baltimore, Maryland, who was running as the presidential standard bearer of the Constitution Party at that time. So Chuck and I are acquainted with one another. I have the most profound respect for him and want to get him on this show. So I have contacted Mary Starrett and have asked her to arrange a time when Chuck Baldwin can come on Mark Dankos America, because he is somebody that you need to get to know. And if you're not familiar with Pastor Chuck Baldwin and what he does with his Baptist church in Pensacola, Florida, what Chuck does in the political realm will be a breath of fresh air. There are so many evangelical pastors that either have just sold out politically or don't discuss political issues as they relate to biblical truth. That's another fallacy, by the way, that a lot of people fall into. Chuck Baldwin, I think, essentially has stood for the truth. He speaks the truth in love, and he's just a very sound guy theologically within the Protestant evangelical spectrum. He's got tremendous integrity. He's a wonderful guy. If you ever meet him, you will enjoy chatting with Pastor Chuck Baldwin. He is the genuine article. Here he is then reminding us that Adolf Hitler definitely personified the spirit of Antichrist. Chuck talks about the fact that Hitler was caught up in secret societies and the occult. He was driven, Chuck says, to lead Germany into preemptive wars of aggression. He cast off Germany's republican form of government and consolidated power into himself. He implemented a total surveillance society in the name of national security. He was so completely accepted and adored by Germany's churchmen that German congregations were told that in order to be good Christians, they had to be good Nazis, and that to support any other political party than Hitler's was to fight against God. He enacted strict gun control laws. Why did Germany's pastors and Christians not recognize Adolf Hitler for who he was? Chuck Baldwin then says that, can we not say that in their own way, Germany's pastors and churches accepted the mark of the beast? Sure they did. No, Hitler was not the Antichrist, but he certainly exemplified the spirit of Antichrist. As such, he deserved to be resisted. However, before we become too judgmental toward the Christians of 1930s Germany, says Chuck Baldwin, we should look in the mirror. Are not many Christians in these United States behaving in the exact same manner? Have not many of us already embraced the spirit of Antichrist? And if so, have we not, in our own way, already accepted the mark of the beast? Sure we have, he says. Many pastors and Christians embrace the authoritarian policies of one George W. Bush with the same enthusiasm and blind loyalty as Germans did to Hitler. For example, according to White House insiders, while publicly embracing conservative Christians, the White House is privately said to have nothing but disdain for Christians. Mr. Bush acknowledged being a member of Skull and Bones, a secret society with a dark history. Others have reported that he is a member of Bohemian Grove, which, according to some, is an occultist society of the most sinister variety. Yet all of this is rejected out of hand by most Christians today. Plus, George W. Bush, as did Adolf Hitler, has led America into a preemptive and aggressive war against a foreign nation without provocation. Now there is even talk at the White House of expanding the war in Iraq with attacks against Iran and Syria, and maybe even Pakistan. In addition, says Chuck Baldwin, George W. Bush is in the process of turning America into a Hitlerian surveillance society where our every move, phone call, and email are being monitored by federal police agencies. Yet conservative Christians are still so infatuated with President Bush that they actually believe that anyone who resists the president is resisting God. They further believe that if anyone votes for any candidate who is not a Republican, Bush's party, they are fighting against God. They gladly surrender their constitutional liberties and safeguards. They enthusiastically support an unconstitutional war in Iraq and would no doubt support expanding the war to wherever Bush decided. They happily cede Bush the power to tap their phones, read their emails, or open their mail, without warrant or court order, no less. Regardless of one's politics or religion, says Pastor Baldwin, the spirit of Big Brother, the spirit of military aggression, the spirit of occultism, the spirit of a police state mentality, the spirit of deception, are all part of the spirit of Antichrist. Therefore, whether one identifies himself as a premillennialist or a postmillennialist or anything in between, whether we believe in a rapture or not, no matter what our understanding of eschatology might be, every Christian has a duty to resist the devil in any form in which he reveals himself. And that certainly means, says Chuck Baldwin, that any political leader, regardless of party, who embodies or exemplifies the spirit of Antichrist must be resisted. Anything less means to accept, in a way, the mark of the beast. That is Pastor Chuck Baldwin coming to us today from Pensacola, Florida. That is a copyrighted article, all rights reserved. Chuck Baldwin is the founder and pastor of Crossroads Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. In 1985, by the way, that church was recognized by President Reagan for its unusual growth and influence. Chuck is on the Genesis Communications Network show entitled Chuck Baldwin Live. I have not heard that show, but Chuck and I are good friends, and one of these times I'll tune in. In the meantime, I'm going to ask Chuck if there's an opportunity for him to come on this show, because clearly he is well worth your time. Overall, I agree with this article. What I would say, however, is that when we look at George W. Bush, George W. Bush is, in my judgment, an evil frontman for a system that is at the heart of what is Antichrist. And when we look at the mega conglomerates, the corporate conglomerates, and the central banking system, and the national security establishment, we see that inevitably those things are linked up to something that is mentioned in Revelation chapter 2, verse 9. The synagogue of Satan. What is the real character of this sinister force that continues working in, with, and through our political leaders and political system? I believe, folks, that that is the world banking system, the world system of secret societies, both of which are inextricably linked to world Zionism and to world Judaism. That is what I think is ultimately behind all of this. When we look at what is going on in Iraq, much as I agree with Pastor Baldwin, I would go on to say that we cannot analyze the war in Iraq. We cannot truly analyze the truth of what his running mate, Michael Peruca, was saying in 2004 about the project for a new American century without going to the next step and asking who and what it is that is behind these things. And whether you're looking at the war in Iraq, the proposed war with Pakistan and Iran, whether you're looking at the drive toward world government, whether you're looking at the abortion and pornography industries, all of these different things, up to and including the incredible spiritual and cultural declension of this country and the compromise of many of the leaders of the Protestant religious right, is all tied in with Zionism. It is all tied in with central banking and corporate power. It is all tied in to a political, religious, and economic system that is under the control of the mark of the beast. And I would say something else in regard to chapter 2, verse 9 of Revelation. And Andrew Hitchcock has characterized this in his very fine book, The Synagogue of Satan. When we think of 666, there are many ways to look at that. Certainly when we look at biblical numerology and we think of the way in which the number 7 exemplifies the things of God and the things of perfection, when we think of the things of the triune God and the things of Jesus Christ, we might think of 777. Therefore, there is one way of looking at 666, and that is that the number 6, particularly 666, in other words, the number 6 personified, is an ultimate personification and metaphor for evil. I believe that. We can also look at the spirit of Antichrist as it has manifested itself throughout history. Chuck gets into that a little bit with 1 John and the way in which the spirit of Antichrist has already gone forth into the world. No question that Pastor Baldwin is right about that as well. And yet when I look at the conspiracy that took the life of Jesus Christ, and the Gospel of John, the Gospel of Matthew are among the many New Testament books that give us tremendous detail about this conspiracy. This was a conspiracy of Pharisaic Judaism. The Roman Empire executed Jesus Christ in order to cut a deal with Pharisaic Judaism. They did not want another version of the Maccabean revolt against Antiochus Epiphanes IV in 165 BC. They did not want to have that repeated in the context of a revolt against the Roman Empire. So ultimately, they went along. They went along with the execution of Jesus Christ. And yet, as Dr. E. Michael Jones tells us in Culture Wars, and as he tells us in the latest copy of the Barnes Review in his interview with those fine folks, we are dealing with a situation where the Pharisaic Jews of the first century demanded that Barabbas be released. Barabbas was not only a murderer, Barabbas was a political revolutionary. It is important to remember that because that becomes a theme that exists throughout history. The linkage between world Judaism and revolutionary political strains. If you take a look at what Dr. E. Michael Jones has said in the latest Barnes Review, you'll see this. It is based upon a false doctrine of Jewish racial supremacy. It is in turn rooted with revolutionary political movements, whether you are looking at that in the first century or some of the revolutionary millennial movements at the time of the Protestant Reformation, or you're looking at what happened in Bolshevik Russia, largely at the behest of revolutionary Jews, folks. It's provable. It's out there. Ted Pike and Mark Glenn and others have given us all of the evidence in the world that that is a factual statement. We then look at the beginning of the 21st century. Who is behind the abortion industry in this country? Who is behind the gay rights movement? Who is behind groups like the American Civil Liberties Union? Who is behind the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith? Who is behind this unconstitutional war that we have dived into in the Middle East? Who is behind the central banking system and what it is doing to the average person in this country as well as worldwide? Who is behind the news media and the news media consortiums and the Hollywood industry that are corrupting the lives and the morals of thousands upon millions of people? Take a real good look at that, folks, because it all gets back to John chapter 8 and to those who are the sons not of Abraham but of Satan. Those who have rejected Jesus Christ and therefore are not the true spiritual sons and daughters of Abraham. They also crop up in Revelation chapter 2, verse 9, in Jesus' warning to the church at Smyrna. Be aware of those who say that they are Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. Why does Jesus Christ say that? Why do we see all of the warnings between Matthew and Revelation about this particular group of people and the things that they would do throughout world history? It is there, I am convinced, that we have to deal with the fundamental question of who and what is at the center of the 666 controversy. Andrew Hitchcock says something in the Synagogue of Satan that is most fascinating. Take a look at what today is called the Star of David. The Star of David, and go back to its origins with the House of Rothschild. The Star of David is actually the family seal of the Rothschild banking dynasty. Go back to the end of the 18th century and look at Andrew Hitchcock's book, and you'll see this absolutely documented. And when you think of the seal of Rothschild and the central banking system that it embodied, and the way in which that central banking system has been behind wars and revolutions and coups d'etats ever since, leading toward the one world government that is unfolding before our eyes. And then think of that Star of David. It has 6 points. It has 6 sides. It has 6 internal pyramids. Take a look at it closely. You'll see that that's exactly what it is. It is 6, 6, 6. And in part of that sign, which is the triangle turned downward, it is a refutation of the symbol of the triangle turned upward in isolation, which makes reference, of course, in traditional Christian symbols to the triune God. That's another interesting aspect of this whole thing. And then when you look at the stripes on the Israeli flag that are above and below Rothschild's seal, you will see two blue lines, two parallel blue lines, which we are told by Hitchcock are an indication of Eretz Yisrael, which is a greater Israel that will go from the Nile River to the Tigris-Euphrates, and where Jerusalem will be the center of a world government that will be controlled by this banking system and by an antichrist, systemic or individual, who will govern that political, religious, and economic system at that time, based in Jerusalem and based not on Jesus Christ. Is that the center of the truth of the mark of the beast? I'm going to tell you that I think that it is. And as fine as Chuck Baldwin's article is, I think that it certainly hints at the larger truth, gets very, very close to it, says a lot of very, very fine things in truth about the corrupt character of George W. Bush, the corrupt character of the Republican Party, the corrupt character of this alliance between these sycophants in the Protestant religious right and this evil system. And yet I think it goes even more deeply than that. We'll be back with Dr. Paul Cameron at 8 o'clock Central Time. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Dr. Paul Cameron will join us at 8 o'clock this morning. He is, of course, with the Family Research Council. He has endorsed Alan Stang's book on the homosexual infiltration of the Republican Party. I want to read something else about Dr. Cameron here. He was born on November the 9th, 1939. He's an American psychologist and sex researcher. While employed at various institutions, including the University of Nebraska, he conducted research on passive smoking and several other topics, but he is best known today for his controversial research on homosexuality. After a successful 1982 campaign against a gay rights proposal in Lincoln, Nebraska, he established the Institute for the Scientific Investigation of Sexuality, now known as the Family Research Institute. As FRI's chairman, Cameron has written papers associating homosexuality with perpetration of child sexual abuse and reduced life expectancy. Also wanted to mention, of course, that Dr. Cameron has endorsed Alan Stang's book, Not Holier Than Thou, How Queer is Bush? That's what we have on tap for you today at 8 o'clock this morning Central Time. I'd ask you to support the Republic Broadcasting Network. You can do so by contacting us at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Or give us a call at 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. We need your help, folks, and we need it now, as we have never needed it before. If John Stadtmiller is going to continue to offer you all of the things that he does with the various shows and hosts that are on his network, he needs your assistance. We need your help. Please support us to the extent that you possibly can. I'd like to put in that same plug for the American Free Press. Chris Petherick is doing amazing, amazing things with that newspaper. By the way, there are all kinds of interesting developments that you'll find out about in a week or two that involve the American Free Press. These are things that are good things. They're going to strengthen the newspaper. I can't talk about them now. But when they finally emerge, be very assured that the American Free Press is going to continue moving in the right direction. And that with correspondents like Mark Glenn and Michael Collins Piper and Mark Anderson and Willis Carto and Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, that AFP is in the forefront of bringing you the truth in print, the same truth that we bring you via the airwaves at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Support AFP to the extent that you can at 1-888-699-NEWS. That's 1-888-699-NEWS. And to support RBN, again, you can call us at 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or contact us via the World Wide Web at www.republicbroadcasting.org. This is also the time to support Congressman Ron Paul, folks. He is where he needs to be as he continues his assault on the Republican establishment and on the fake character of this two-party system. Let's put Ron Paul in there as well, along with RBN and AFP, as the things that you need to support. Tell your family members and friends about it, too. We'll be back. This is Mark Dancos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.